Concrete has become the latest battleground in Gaza. Residents in the Strip are desperate to access concrete so they can rebuild their homes, which were damaged in the 2014 Gaza War. Tens of thousands of homes were destroyed or damaged by Israeli airstrikes and shelling in response to missiles fired towards Israel by Hamas militants. Our Middle East correspondent Sophie McNeil reports from Gaza.
On the outskirts of Gaza, the Musabe family wait to rebuild their lives. It's been 2 years since half their house was destroyed by an Israeli airstrike. 32-year-old Fida walks me through the burnt-out rooms she and her husband and two children have now spent months living in as they wait to repair their home. There's no electricity or running water. One whole side of the house is blown away and open to the elements. The memory of their old life here is too much to bear.
The kids ask me all the time, why don't we have things? I beg you, for the sake of my kids, I just want to live a normal life. I don't feel like I'm living at all.
For nearly 10 years, Israel and Egypt have maintained a blockade on the Gaza Strip. Movement in and out is heavily restricted, and so is the entry of many goods essential for construction. Israel says this is because such materials could fall into the hands of the militant group Hamas, which runs Gaza, who've been caught building new attack tunnels that reach from Gaza into Israel.
Dozens of new tunnels found in the last year.
Major Adam Avidan is with the Israeli Army's Civil Affairs Unit, KOGAT.
Unfortunately, Hamas uses the construction materials and the aid that goes into Gaza to their own military needs.
Through a special UN-run initiative called the Gaza Reconstruction Program, Israel now permits cement to enter the small territory, but it's only allowed to be sold to people that are jointly approved by the UN, Israel and the Palestinian Authority. In each corner of this warehouse and every other one like this in Gaza are video cameras, recording every person who comes in to buy cement. Inspectors from the UN-run program can pop in here at any time or on customers at home to check that the cement is being used for rebuilding houses and not being diverted to Hamas. 62-year-old Abdul Rahman has been waiting for 2 years to rebuild. He says it's humiliating that Israel first destroyed his home and now he needs their approval to rebuild it.
It's hard, very hard. For those who want to rebuild their destroyed homes, it's really hard.
Robert Piper is the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Gaza. He admits the program moves slowly, but says the Gaza Reconstruction Mechanism, or the GRM, has allowed thousands of Gazans to rebuild and repair their homes.
We don't pretend for a moment that the GRM is a substitute for lifting the blockade. It absolutely has to be the top priority is to get that blockade lifted.
After waiting so long, Abdul Rahman finally has his cement. Today, the foundations of his new home are being laid, and he couldn't be happier.
I'm building a one-floor apartment, a balcony at the front and a small apartment in the back for my old lady and me. God willing.
This is Sophie McNeil in Gaza for AM.